will be for a while. And I ain't trying to arrest nobody. Help yourself. I enjoy the testimony. Gentlemen, young people, this church is for you. They're not against you. They're your friends. They'll stand with you. All you young ladies, young men, you hang in here. Don't watch our mistakes. We're going to make them. Don't judge us too harshly. Huh? Don't judge us too harshly. We're going to try to do right, but when we do wrong, try to be forgiving to us. And I appreciate everybody. I'm so glad Lindsay is able to be here today. And he's had a rough time. Lindsay, I appreciate you so much. And I've enjoyed the guitar picking today. All the music, enjoyed the singing. I just enjoy church. I was excited when I woke up this morning to come to church. And I got to wait till 7 to call you. Sometimes I want to call you when I get up. Sometimes I want to call you and just get there and holler real loud so you can hear me. And I can wake you up and hear my voice. And not that my voice is something, but that it would just get you stirred up a little bit, all right? And we're looking at All In again tonight. And where this will be the last, we're not, I can't answer. But it'll be for tonight anyway. Now, we look at several things. And we've looked at people. We've looked at other examples. And we've challenged you. We've done our best to try to challenge you. I hope it's been challenging. Only the Holy Ghost can convict you. I can't convict you. But I can challenge you to the best of my ability. But tonight it's not going to be others. It's going to be us. It's not going to be other examples other than maybe one. But the rest of it's going to be us. And it's going to be right down in our lap tonight. It's going to be right dead in our lap. And we're going to have to either, how would you say, we're going to have to do something with it or pitch it out. And but it comes time that we make decisions. Okay? That we make conscious decisions. All right? Is everybody okay?
Yes.
Let's pray together. Father, we need you tonight. What a wonderful place to be. Wonderful young people, young men and young women. Wonderful congregation, young and older. And Father, talent, thank you. Thank you for singing. Thank you for the playing. Thank you for the instruments. Thank you for the Bible. Thank you, we got a Bible. Oh, thank you, we got a Bible. And thank you that we can pray to you. Now, Lord, I can't do nothing. I'm helpless. If you don't preach me, I'll not preach. If you don't give me wisdom, I'll be dumb as a rock, Lord. If you don't touch me fresh, there'll be no power. Lord, I pray the Holy Spirit will move and draw as we preach your word simply. May the Holy Spirit convict us and move us to the place you want us to be. And we're going to thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. And amen. Now, All In is mostly about church. That's what we've been really looking at, really, in a sense, or service. All right? Getting our people saved, like this morning, and then All In, forsaking the world and going forward. But there's another step of that, and that is in our personal life. All in our personal walk with God, in our personal mind, in our own mind, how we're going to walk with God. And there's some things we want to look at. In Revelation chapter 4, now we're going to be preaching out of Colossians, but look here, and we gave you this verse the other day, and look in Revelation chapter 4, verse 11, and it says, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory." Thou art worthy.
Yes.
Now, y'all go in, amen, if this is true. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power.
Amen.
Now, look what it says. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. And I tell you again tonight, you was made, you was created to give God the glory. To please the Lord, that's why you was made. And you got to decide whether or not you want to or not. If you want to give the Lord glory, yes or no. Think about that. Now, a lot of times we don't think about things, just how serious things are. And as I was studying this week about this thought, show me my picture there, Jeremy, or whoever's up there to do it, Hunter, whoever's doing it up there tonight. You see that? Can y'all make that out? Them are music notes. Can you talk to me if you can read that?
Yes.
And it says down there, the signature there on the bottom is Johann Sebastian Bach. All right? Anybody know who that is? Y'all heard that name, ain't you? Bach. All right? Johann Sebastian Bach. All right? He never wrote a piece of music that he didn't write before his name S.D.G. Right? That's what he wrote. And you say, well, what in the world does S.D.G. mean? Now, you go back and look at his music. You can look at modern copies of it, and you can look at older copies of it. And it'll have them letters, S.D.G. And what them letters stand for is Latin for Sola Deo Gloria. And it means to the glory of God alone. That's what that means in Latin. To the glory of God alone. Every piece of music that Johann Sebastian Bach wrote, when he got her done, he wrote S.D.G. for the glory of God alone. Think about that. That was the only thing that interested him, that God give him to do. Now, if y'all know anything about the classical music, Lindsay probably knows more of anybody here. He'll know more about it than anyone because he's a master. He has a master's degree. Lindsay is not a guitar picker. Lindsay is a master musician.
Amen.
Okay? And he knows he can probably tell you what all them notes are and everything. And but nevertheless, it's not just a normal thing to be able to write what this man wrote. Complicated stuff for orchestras, and he played the organ and done all these things. And he was so talented, so inspired, if you want to look at it in that respect, not like the Bible's inspired, but he was so used. But he did not want to write a note if God didn't get the glory. He didn't want to sing a song if God didn't get the glory.
Amen.
Think about that. When he died on July the 28th, I believe, of 1758 or something like that. When he died, his last words was, "Don't weep for me, I'm going to where the music was born." That's what he said. "I'm going where the music was born." That's pretty good last words, ain't it? Huh? But what was on his mind was, "I'm going to write this orchestra music, and they're going to play it. There's going to be people playing for hundreds of years, but I want to make sure they know it's for the glory of God alone." Now, what I'm trying to get you to understand is Bach was all in. He was all in because what he'd done, he wanted God to get all the glory.
Amen.
If you're all in, the only interest you're going to have is if God gets all the glory about everything you do. About everything you do. About everything you do. Not church stuff, but about everything you do. Turn to Colossians chapter 3. Verse 24 will be our text verse. Then we're going to go back to verse 1 in just a moment. But look in Colossians chapter 3, verse 24. It says, "Knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive..." I'm sorry, verse 23. Colossians 3, 23. "And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not unto man, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. Verse 23, and whatsoever ye do, and whatsoever ye do, whatsoever ye do, what do you do? What do you do? Boys, what do you do? All y'all boys hunt. Huh? Door to the glory of God. That's what the Bible says. You say, well, that's foolish. Then the Bible's foolish. The Bible says, whatsoever you do, whatsoever you do, fry an egg, do it for the glory of God. You cut grass, do it to the Lord. You say, well, that's silly. What does the Bible say? Now, if somebody can tell me it don't mean that, I'm sure I can find somebody who'll tell me that. And whatsoever you do, and whatsoever you do. Well, let me see if I can read it different. Whatsoever you do. Or whatsoever you do. I can't read it. It means this every time I read it. It means the same thing. That whatever I do, I ought to do it heartily. As to the Lord. To the glory of God alone.
Amen.
And you're not going to do that if you ain't on it. Because you're going to do stuff to glorify yourself. Well, let's see. There's a list in Colossians chapter 3. Y'all don't care if we look at a little bit of Bible? Huh? Can we look at a little bit of Bible? We're going to do it fast. We're not going to drag along because I don't want you to get off in your mind somewhere. I want you to listen close. Well, let's see now. Does everybody understand? Whatever I do. Whatever I do. Y'all just got done singing. We ought to do it for the glory of God. You got this done through playing. You ought to do it for the glory of God. Levi led the service for the glory of God. Luke gave a testimony for the glory of God. I'm trying to preach for the glory of God. I'm not seeking your praise. I'm not seeking your approval. I'm not. Now, I do not want to be offensive. I do not. I don't set out to be offensive on a purpose. I really don't. I don't set out. Now, y'all know I'm sarcastic. Y'all know that. But I don't mean that hurtfully. Most 99% of the time, it's humor. 99% of the time. Sometimes it's a little sharp, but 99% of the time, it's humor. And but I want it to be for the glory of God. It ain't just because I've got to stand in judgment and be rewarded for it, but it's because He's worthy. He's worthy to receive honor and glory and power. He's worthy for me to glorify His name. Whatever I do, I ought to do to glorify the Lord. Whatever I do. Whatever I do. And whatsoever ye do. Somebody correct me if I know what it means. And whatsoever you do. Well, let's just see how many of them whatsoevers are listed in the first 22 verses. All right? Well, let's just see. How about verse 1? We'll start with verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. We need to be seeking the things of God. Why? For the glory of God. For the glory of God alone, we ought to be seeking the things of God. Now, I'm going to ask you tonight, do not raise your hand. Do not answer any of these questions out loud in any way. But are you seeking the glory of God in your life? Are you seeking what you do? Whether you're driving a truck, working in a coal mine, whether you're a doctor, a nurse, a lawyer, whether you're a welder, a carpenter, a farmer, whether you're a school kid, whether you're retired, whether you're a musician, a singer, a speaker, a preacher, whatever you be, are you seeking the glory of God in what you're doing? Can you say that whatever your job is, if you got to fill out a timesheet, can you write SDG on it? When you turn in your time card, can you write SDG? Bach did. He made a piece of music and he wrote, "To God be the glory, to God be the glory alone." Can you do that? Huh? When you hand out a recipe, ladies, can you write SDG on it? You say, "Well, that don't mean it." Yes, it does. It means your entire life and my entire life. We've got to get it in our head that we don't have two lives. That we get born again and we got a spiritual life. That the old man's dead. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And my mind and my heart and my body belong to the Lord. And I need to be seeking what God wants, that He might get glory out of everything I do. If I sweep floors for a living, I ought to be the best floor sweeper that ever hit the country. Because it's for the glory of God. If I cut grass for a living, they ain't nobody ought to be a better grass cutter than me, because I ought to be doing it for the glory of God. Huh? If I plant corn for a living, I ought to have the best corn patch. Are you understanding? It says, whatsoever ye do. If I preach a message, or testify, or sing a song, or pray a prayer, knock on the door, I ought to do it for the glory of God alone. For whatsoever you do, do heartily as unto the Lord. And to be all in, that's what it's going to be. You're not going to be all in if you're not willing to do it all for the Lord. So verse 1 says, seek those things which are above. How about number 2? Verse 2 says, set your affection on things above. Why? Why should we seek and set? It says, because, let's read it there together now. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Why? It's because Christ is the one that sitteth in the center of things. He's the one that sets up high and looks low. Everybody follow me tonight. It's not in order to, it's because of.
Amen.
When you go back and read the history of Johann Bach, read his history. Huh? Before he died, he had cataracts. And back in the 1700s, they attempted cataract surgery on him and blinded him. And these last few days was most miserable pain. Most miserable pain. It took his sight from him. He couldn't lead the orchestra no more. He couldn't play the organ no more. He couldn't write the music no more. His eyesight was taken. And he said, "Don't weep for me. I'm going where the music was born." Huh? Cause of the glory of God. Are you following me? Is everybody following me? You can answer that now. So we seek and we set. Then drop down to verse 5. And it says, mortify. Now this is all for the glory of God.
Right.
Mortify your body. Why? To master my spirit.
Yes.
I need to mortify my body, my members, to match my spirit. That's been killed off, the old man dead, and the new life in Christ. Then I need to kill off my flesh so it'll match.
Yes.
For the glory of God. Is everybody following me tonight? Do you understand what I'm saying tonight? That's what the Bible says. Huh? Verse 8, verse 5 says mortify. We got verse 1 says seek. Verse 2 says set. Verse 5 says mortify. Verse 8 says now to put off. Uh-oh. Look what it says to put off on a purpose. For the glory of God. Put off anger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For the glory of God, put off anger.
Amen.
Let me say that again. For the glory of God, put it off.
Yes, sir.
You got a trouble with anger? Put it off. Lord says for you to do it. Sign your name. No more angry. SDG. Huh? Huh? You know why it's hard? Because, let me tell you why it's hard. Because we want the glory. I want to do what I want. It's called pride. It's called sin. For God to get the glory. Huh? We still okay? Well, that ain't all sin. Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy. Okay? Well, that's cussing. Then filthy communications, all them little words. Amen, preacher. You know, I really didn't realize it was separated like that, but it is. I understand blasphemy means using God's name in vain, but I didn't really understand them little dirty words. Now I got to remember. Now I got to remember that I got to live my life for all for the glory of God. So that's what it says. Well, that's what I got to do. We okay? Y'all don't mind if I preach like that because I have to because y'all ain't going to say nothing. So I got to talk to myself. Betty told me before church about somebody like me. She said they asked him if they was crazy and the person said, well, we talked about it and we're not. Something to that effect. So me and my man, he's talked, so I can just preach with myself. What I'm telling you is, whatever we do, we ought to do it totally for the glory of God alone. But there's got to be some things we do on a purpose. See, there were some things done for the calling when Elisha burnt the plow and the yoke and the reins. That was for a calling. When God told Moses to throw down the rod, that was for a calling, was it not? Amen. To be a deliverer. Yep. How when we preached about Jonathan running up against the garrison, it was for victory for others and for the children of Israel. When him and his armor bearer went up, I think that was Wednesday night. Some of y'all didn't hear that one unless you went back and listened. How he went up to the garrison and really picked a fight with them. And they said, come on up, we'll show you a thing or two. And they got to the top, killed 20 men, and they all turned in their swords and they had a great victory. Huh? All for the glory of God alone. My life matters. But Mark is the only one that can live solely for the glory of God. You can't live it for me. I can't live it for you. You've got to decide if you're going to be all in. See, a lot of times we're a Christian till it feels good. But then when it starts feeling a little tight, then we back off. We want that feel-good religion instead of for the total glory of God. We still okay? So we're going to seek and set and mortify. And verse 8 says to put off. And then it says don't lie about it. Verse 9. Huh? What it says? How come? It says quit lying. Talk to me. How come? What's it say? Seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds. It's what the old man does. New man don't do that. The old man done that. Is that what it says? Now, let's go on. See, verse 10 says we put on the new man. See, I ain't making this up. I'm just reading. Huh? How about verse 12? Now it says put on. Now what are we going to put on? Now, I don't mean to pretend. A lot of time we'll put on. Huh? A lot of time we'll put on. But this putting on means an act of clothing ourselves with something. To put on like a jacket. All right? What are we going to put on? Holy and beloved bowels of mercies. We're going to do it on a purpose. Yeah. I'm going to be... me and Richard was talking. I was teasing. He was wanting me to be pitiful toward him. I told him I didn't have mercy. God did. But can I tell you, if I'm going to be all in, Richard, I got to have mercy. If I don't have mercy, I'm not all in. Everybody listening to me? That's what it says. I'm going to put it on. I'm going to put mercy and kindness. Humbleness of mind. Meekness. Long suffering. Huh? I'm going to put on it purposely. Verse 13 says, forbearing. I'm going to on a purpose be patient. For the glory of God. For the glory of God, I'm going to be patient and forgiving. If any man hath a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye, if they ask. Oh, I ain't in there. I'm sorry, I was adding to my version. Because it don't say that. It says to do it. Why? For the sole glory of God alone. Huh? We still okay? Then verse 14 says, and above all these, put on charity. Oh my, get us on a purpose. It's one thing to be charitable, but I'm going to be clothed in it. I'm going to clothe myself in... I'm going, y'all hearing me? I'm going to clothe myself in charity. I'm going to clothe myself in mercy and meekness. I ain't just going to do it. I'm going to wear it. For the glory of God. If I'm putting it on, I'm going to wear it. Huh? Mercy, kindness, humbleness, mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, forgiving one another. Put on charity too. And then verse 15 says, I'm going to have to let the peace of God rule in my heart. I'm going to have to permit it. I'm going to have to not hinder it. Why? Because. There's a because. Let the peace of God rule in heart, to the which also you are called in one body. Be ye thankful. Be thankful that we're called into one body and we can put on these things and be clothed in. I'm talking about solely for the glory of God. Do you know what? You know what? Colossians is tight living. Ain't it? Talk to me. You can talk to me. Colossians is tight living. Basic Christianity. Basic Christianity. First grade level Christianity. Kindergarten. Huh? Trainee stuff. Ephesians and Colossians is trainee stuff. See, we don't let people do the major things when they get started. We let them do the basic things. Everybody follow me? Huh? I always laugh. There's sometimes people put in positions that they or not be. I worked in a coal mine, and I was eager to learn everything I could learn. I'd signed a job on the belts, Union Mines. I was working belts, shoveling my guts out, and shoveling rock dust and set timber just all day. I was told I had to keep them clean, and I worked the belts. I was the only belt man in the whole mine. So I had to work it all. Main belt, section belt, had to do it all. So my brother-in-law, John, was the boss. And I said, man, I need to get off these belts. He said, well, won't you come up at lunchtime and I'll teach you how to run equipment. So I said, well, that'd be good. So I'd hurry up and get as much done as I could before noon. And he put me up there on the face where everything was going on. And he said, here, you go shoot coal. Well, I never had shot coal. That's been dynamite, you understand. He gave me a bag of dynamite and caps. Said, come on, you're going to shoot coal. I wasn't a shot farmer. I wasn't allowed to do that. Patty? Y'all, do y'all understand the danger of me with dynamite?
Yes.
Can y'all picture that in your mind? Huh? Can y'all picture that? I work for Dave. He knows exactly. Then after a week or so of that, he said, come on, you can run the pinner. Well, everybody's life depended on the pinner. Oh, come on, you can do it. Well, they didn't stay here and show me. They said, get over and run that. And they go back and drink my coffee and eat my lunch. That's what John Sears done. He drank all my coffee and ate my lunch every day. Huh? He would. What I'm telling you, that was not basic. Basic was back there shoveling about. What I'm trying to tell us tonight is basic. It's not the dangerous part. It's not the certified part. It's the basic, come in, normal living. Are we okay with that? Let's go on. Let's go on. We're almost done. Hang in there. We're just going down to verse 24, so we're almost done. Let's see where we're at. We're on, verse 15. We're letting again. Verse 15, we're letting the word of Christ dwell in you richly. You got to let it. Do you ever bow up again the word? Huh? Talk to me. Do you ever bow up again the word? It don't have to be preached, just read it. You ever bow up again reading the Bible? Because I don't like what it says. Huh? But you know, you got to let it come in. You got to let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. We got to let. I'm talking about living a life and signing after our day goes SDG. Solely to the glory of God alone. Huh? How about verse 17? And whatsoever you do, wait a minute. It can't be in there twice. We read in 23, surely it ain't in there twice. And whatsoever you do in word, so whatsoever you say, whatever you say and whatever you do, do it for the glory of God alone. For whatever you say. Is that what it said? And whatever and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. How about verse 18? See, verse 17 is all in again. Right? How about verse 18? Ain't that funny? Ain't verse 18 funny, ladies? Let's all laugh together, ladies, in verse 18. Come on, let's laugh together. Come on, look at me. Laugh together. Verse 18 says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord. SGD. Huh? Hey, wives. Look at me. Hey, wives. Submit yourself to your husband, SDG. I'm going to stand here until the rest of you say amen. Wives, I'm going to stand here until the rest of you say amen. Come on, 4 or 5. Come on, the rest of you. Come on. Come on. Submit. SDG. All right. Verse 19. Ready, guys? Husbands. Love your wives. Love your wives. and be not bitter against them. Come on, guys. Come on, guys. Come on. Amen. Amen. Come on, guys. Amen. Amen. Love them. Wait a minute. There's another scripture in Ephesians that tells how we ought to love them. We love them like Christ loved the church and gave Himself for them. Huh? So that means we're to love them unconditionally. That's why we can't be bitter again.
Amen.
Happy anniversary, Carl. Carl Ibley's anniversary. Happy anniversary, guys. Submit, love. SDG. Hey, can you? Can me? Can you? At the end of the night, when you kiss your spouse goodnight, can you write on the pillowcase SDG? If we can't, we're not all in.
That's right.
SDG. For the glory of God alone. Hey, kids. Hey, young people, look at me. All of you back there, look at me. Y'all looking? Listen. Listen, young people. It says, children, obey your parents in all things. For this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. In all things. Hey, kids, look at me. In all things. In everything you're told to do, do it. If you don't, you ain't right with God. And you'll face the judgment and chastening hand of God if you're a disobedient child. And you ought to suffer the chastening hand of your parents. Not in the corner and not grounded, but your bottom busted till you can't sit and you think you're going to die. But the Bible says, spare not for the crying.
That's right.
But the book says, if you get enough whoopings that you think you're going to die from it, you'll quit disobeying. That's right. Y'all, but my kids don't like having to say no. You're crazy. They got you fooled. They're a little devil, deceiving demon devil. Ain't no such thing as a good kid. You got to beat it out of them. You say, yeah, I know, Cheryl, don't say that. You're on live stream. People will hear you and they'll come to, don't say, I know what you're thinking. Huh? Doesn't preach long enough. I can see the face you make. Children, when you finish up your day, you ought to be able to write your mommy and daddy a note. SDG. Soul for the glory of God alone. For the glory of God alone. We okay? This is basic. This is basic Christianity. You realize tonight that we can all be in and all the way in and just be a basic Christian. We don't have to be a superman Christian or a supergirl Christian. If we'll just be a basic Christian, we'll be all in. Do you understand that? Huh? But don't be the nine. Don't be the crowd on the hill that made fun of David going down to fight Goliath with a rock. With a pocket full of rocks. Don't be Saul laying over there. The Bible talks about him laying under the pomegranate tree in the shade, sucking on pomegranate seeds, and Jonathan and his armor bearer going up there to fight the Philistines at the garrison. Don't be like him. Huh? Be basic. Be okay?
Yeah.
All right. 21. Verse 21. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Don't do stuff on a purpose to aggravate your children.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? Don't do stuff of purpose to discourage your children. Don't teach them to do as I say, not as I do. Don't discourage your children living a double life. Don't discourage your children on living one way and wanting your kids to live another. That's what we're being taught here. Huh? When you get done, dads, of your day, and you go into your children's bedroom, and when you pray with them, and signed on their little paper, SDG. For the glory of God alone. I'm talking about being all in. We still okay. All right, where are we at? 21, 22. 22! Huh? Oh, anybody here work for a living? Huh? Anybody here got a boss? Everybody in here is accountable to somebody. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. That's what it says. Servants, obey. Can we, when we leave a job, we said it a while ago, can we sign our time card? I always worked with the time card. All my years of working at the plant. In the machine shops, we had a time card. We had a job card and a time card. You punched your time card when you went in, and then you punched your job card so they know how much time was on each job, and then you punch in, and then you punched your time card when you left. I wondered, can I sign SDG? Bach never wrote a piece of music without signing what we showed you there on the SDG. We still okay? All right, verse 23, and whatsoever we do, SDG. Now, it's not about what we do as much as it is why we do it. Everybody listening to me? It ain't as much about what we do. It's why we do it. All for the glory of God alone. For the glory of God alone. For the glory of God alone. Huh? Huh? See, tonight it's not about success or failure. It's not about good days or bad days. It's not about wealth or poverty. It's not about health or sickness. It's not even about life or death. It's about to the glory of God alone. To the glory of God alone. We're talking about being all in. Talking about being all in. I want to be all in that my life is for the glory of God alone. Why? Because I was created that He might receive glory and honor and power. For His pleasure I was created for the glory of God alone. That makes sense to anybody tonight? For the glory of God alone. See you Wednesday.